and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day 339. And if only I could get the chat working. This is not my job. This is Mike's job. It's not working. I can see it, but you can't see it. There's no reason it's not working. It's just not working. Right. What we're going to do if I can't get this working? I blame him and his webinars, you know. No reason it's not working. It's just not working. Is I will give you a direct link to the chat and we'll see if that works. Let me just see if you can see it because I can't see it. If you can see it, do type in. Oh, that looks better. Let me do a refresh and see if that works. I've got every suspicion it won't. No, it's disappeared. Right, okay. Here's plan B. Get yourself sat a keyboard. I'm going to give you a link while I try and work out the rest of it. Right. It's really simple. my.cbox.ws/Elaine Giles. Let's see who can get there first while I try and fix the issue. He really shouldn't book webinars. I'm desperately waiting now to see who's there while I try and fix the other problem. So that was my.cbox.ws/Elaine Giles. Right, now, why isn't it working? Because it doesn't like me. No, still not there. Kim's made it! Congratulations, Kim. Fabulous. Could be just you and me. So tell me what's been going on. Oh no, Paul's there as well. Excellent. I'm going to have to put that in the chat, aren't I? But then no one's going to see it unless they're in the chat. We've got a catch 22 here. Secret door open. There's no reason this isn't working. It's just not working. So, you see, this was this fix that I put in last week, and that's been working absolutely fine. Absolutely fine until today. And I'm going into it now. I've got a preset that's set and that's working and the visibility is working and everything is working apart from the fact that you can't see it. So apart from that, he'll be with us at 1:30. Why isn't it working? There is literally nothing else I can do with that to make it work. Right, what I'm going to do, I've got the URL, so if I stick that underneath the player or just above the player or somewhere basically near the player, can we have another one of those? Then at least people will be able to get there if they can't get there, if you remember. You couldn't remember how to spell my surname. Oh, Jonathan, that means you are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th in. Declared yourself first in Slack, though. I'm going to let you have that today, Jonathan, but you might have to scrap with Kim for it. Well, that's not a good start to the day, is it? I can see it, and I can see it's all set correctly. It's just not working. I don't like days like that. And you know, it hadn't been a bad day up until now. It's like I said about trying to produce the show on a Friday. I'm already... Tony's there. Excellent. Right. Tony's in Slack. So what I'm going to do. Right. I'll paste the chat in. Right. Chat currently at. So that's in Slack until I can work out what on earth's gone wrong. Oh, I think I'll just leave it to Mike. Just randomly remind me every couple of minutes to tell everybody where the chat is. Honest to God, Mike, what have you done? What have you done? And I've got Lola asleep next to me. She's become very demanding in the come and pet me stakes, which is not like her. And now she's sleeping next to me upside down with her paws flapping. It's the cutest thing you've ever seen. I'll have to get a photo, but it's pitch black. Right, I've put the chat in Slack. So the link for the chat is in Slack. Click on that and we should get to a naked chat page where we can all chat until Mike comes in and fixes the mess. Oh, I don't do websites. But I can see it's set correctly. It's just not working. So, right. Kim went to the vaccine website to find out what only three sites are giving first shots in the entire state. Wow. We've given, I think it's 16 and a half million in, is it 6 weeks? It's unheard of. It's unprecedented. Mind you, we have hired football stadiums and stuff to do it. Why they don't use the Nightingale Centre in Manchester's beyond me. It'd be handy if somebody, you know, didn't take too kindly to it and fell over. If you are listening but you are not in the chat, you need to go to the link that is in Slack, which is my.cbox.ws/Elaine Giles. And for those that can't remember, it's G-I-L-E-S, Jonathan. I never get yours wrong. And I always just used to put two S's in it. But I corrected myself many moons ago. Right, Tony's in. Excellent. 2 to 4 hours away. Wow. That would be like going from here to London. 60 miles, 120. Yeah, from here to London. Wow. That is unbelievable. I think we've probably got, well, we've definitely got the Etihad. How far was yours, Jonathan, from the Etihad? Because I know we've got the Etihad. We've got our closest one, as far as I know, is a place that I have been for a governor's convention. It's called the Life Centre. It was built by a church, but like one of these modern evangelical churches. And they rent it out as like a conference centre. And it's been requisitioned at the moment for this. It is literally half a mile up the road. So I would say people wouldn't have to go much further than 5 miles. I mean, some have been sent to other centres for other reasons. But we've got loads. We're overrun with centres. Yes, we're naked, Kim. I wish I knew what was going on. He'll come in and he'll fix it and then it'll be, well, couldn't you have done that? No, no, Mike, I couldn't. It's working, only it's not working if you're with me. I'll give it one more go, but it's not working. Darn it. Right. Paul's just saying how amazing technology is to let us do stuff with the odd glitch. Do you know, you're quite right, Paul. When you think what we can do with technology now, it is totally amazing. I don't understand people who don't get excited at that. I guess muggles are a little bit more, you know, like they just expect it to work. People who bought an iPhone probably about 2012, 2015, and it, you know, all the glitches had gone and everything just worked. And it was all fabulous. But I think if you've used technology a little bit longer, I do think you appreciate it more. I remember writing essays on my Sinclair Spectrum and printing them out on this huge printer. And I remember one guy saying, like, oh, you must have a great setup. And I'm thinking, yeah, it's a Sinclair Spectrum. But I didn't say anything. I let him think that. Ah, Anthony's found us as well. Excellent. The link's in Slack if you are listening and can't see the chat. Anthony's was about 2 miles away. A local GP surgery in the next village. I think in villages you might be a little bit more, you might have to travel further. Probably that hellhole I used to live, which was like 20 miles from civilization. I always wondered about the logic of moving there because Mum had had a stroke in 1976 and we moved there in 1977. And whereas in Manchester you've got like 9 hospitals within a mile, that place, it would have taken them about an hour to get there in an ambulance. I was very nervy living there. I didn't like it. So I think somewhere like that, our doctor's surgery was 5 miles away. Not that I ever remember going. He came to see me once and trust me, once was enough. Can't even remember why now. Probably because Mum wasn't driving. Mum didn't drive. Well, she could drive, technically. She didn't have a licence. She had a provisional licence. She decided it wasn't wise. She was fine. It was the other people on the road. She would second guess what they would do. So she'd be at the T-junction and she wouldn't go because she would be thinking, you know, just because somebody's got an indicator on doesn't mean they're actually going to turn left. And the guy teaching her was going absolutely mad. Said she was too nervy to be a driver. I thought she was just too wise to be a driver. Because every time I'm out in the car, which obviously that's been a while, I'm just incredulous at how bad everybody else is on the road. And Mike's the same. Honestly, every time you go out, it's like it's worse than it was before. Mike's not great. We have huge roundabouts here. And I mean huge. Like five-lane monstrosities. And if everybody was in the right lane, it would be fine. But nobody seems to understand getting in the right lane at a roundabout. So I always have to say to Mike, you know, get in lane two, then move to three, then move to four. That's the right way to do it. But some people pull onto the roundabout and instead of being in lane one and moving across to lane four, they just cut straight across to lane four because they're paranoid they're not going to be in the right place when they need to come off. So this particular day, I'm saying to him, make sure you're in lane three. And fair enough, he was taking it quite slowly, which was just as well. This woman came round the roundabout the wrong way, nearly went straight into him. Frightened him witless. He didn't take roundabouts that fast after that, I can assure you. I mean, on what planet? Some people should not be on the road. Mother was quite right. She was one of them, just too nervy. She was fabulous going in reverse, though. She really was. She was better than Dad at reversing. Let me catch up. Right. Jonathan's vaccine site wasn't even a mile away from the flat. Could have walked in 15 minutes if you wanted to walk. Don't walk, Jonathan. There's people out there and it's far too people-y. Anthony's was about 2 miles. Is all the gang here? I do believe we're here. But if you're listening and you're not where we are in the chat, it's my.cbox.ws/Elaine Giles. Because we have a bit of a snafu on the website. It's got a mind of its flaming own tonight. Would have, wouldn't it? I said to Mike, you toddle off, do your webinar. It'll be fine. All I've got to do is make the chat live. Yeah, and it's not having it. Oh, she is so cute. She's now rolled her top half over, but her back half is like rolled the other way with her legs spread apart. Honestly, Lola, what do you look like? She's had a good day, though. She has had a good day. Night, Jonathan. memories of the internet connection noise. Oh, Tony, yes. And the thing was, it's like the fax noise. You'd always know if it was going to connect. And, you know, I need to do the Googles on that and re-listen to it. I did. I was like, nope, that's not going to connect. And then it didn't connect. And you just knew. It's like looking at a 12-inch vinyl album with the middle covered up and actually knowing what the album was. I could tell the album by the kind of striations on it. Like, oh, that's ABBA's Greatest Hits because there's like 12 tracks on that side. There's another one. Oh, that's ABBA Arrival. Sad to be able to do that. But Anthony's seen it before on YouTube where people slam the brakes on in front of trucks just because they're idiots. Really? That's idiotic. Now, I know my dad was transport manager and he had been a driver in his day. And he always taught me when I was driving to give trucks a wide berth, because even if they wanted to stop, they have air brakes and it takes time. Plus the fact, you know, there's the load on the back that can shift. So he basically taught me to drive a truck. That was Dad. And he actually loaded my car with that much garbage and detritus. I could have been driving a truck. I still have the spare windscreen he gave me. You're wondering, aren't you? It was a plastic thing, a sheet of like quite thick plastic. And if your windscreen broke, the idea was you open both front doors and you put this plastic across where the windscreen was and then close the doors. And it holds it in place so you can drive until you can get... I mean, who in their right minds carries one of those today? It's still in my boot. 1985. He bought it me and it's still in my boot. Oh, I wouldn't dare take it out because the first time I take it out, it'll break. But as you know, when I was driving to college, this would have been the year I met Mike. So 92 this was. I was driving to college on the motorway and the truck in front was carrying fence posts, concrete fence posts. and they fell off. They bounced on the road in front of me and smashed into the front of my car. Bounced off the bonnet and straight into the glass. So I just, there was nowhere I could swerve because I had the hard shoulder. Did you have a hard shoulder in the States? It's a lane, in our case, it's to the left. In your case, it would be to the right, where you can pull up in an emergency. There was something parked on there, so I couldn't swerve into that. And also, it disappears in the UK at will. You're 1 minute you're driving along and the hard shoulder's next to you. It's like this extra lane. And then the next minute there's a tree. And then beyond that, there's the hard shoulder. So I couldn't do that. But there was also cars in the lane to my right, which would be your left. And there was two lanes there and they were all full. So I couldn't go anywhere. And I just closed my eyes and thought, hope for the best. And they bounced off. So I lost the mirror, the rear view mirror, but that was all. So I was thinking as it hit and I heard the crunching, I thought, I'm going to be using that spare windscreen if I make it through this. No, windscreen survived. Not a scratch on it. Oh, that was a good car. One of my favourites, that. Oh, Kim has lots of road rage. Saw this guy on the highway. Hang on. Saw this guy stop on the highway so the guy could plough into his backside. Luckily, the guy was paying attention and didn't hit him. This is what I'm saying. It's scary. What we have over here and have had for a good few years is there is a word for them and I can't remember what it is. But basically, it's a car full of people. I could get more specific because it really is. But if I do, then it might sound racist. But the fact is, this is a fact. It's not an opinion. But they tend to be Asians in the cars. And that is true. That is genuine. That's not me casting assertions or aspersions on anything. That's true. And they deliberately slam all on and then you hit them. But the thing is, there's like eight people in the car. And every one of them then claims against you for like neck injuries. It's rife. It's been rife for years since I was working in medical malpractice because the other half of the practice was car accidents. And sometimes, you know, even though it was like a hire car here and whatever, we would get the work and we would have three lots of claims against our clients. So three different clients would have claims against them from the same people. And I mean, to do it twice would be unlucky, but three and four times? No, I don't think so. It's just a way of making money. That's frightening. I must admit that does frighten me. Hence, dash cams are a good idea front and back. So you can say that it's not your fault. Even just having a dash cam. It's like the CCTV we've got at the front door. It's like a little NetView camera. And it's got this blue dot on it. And the blue dot means it's on and recording. And I sometimes have it on during the day on my iPad next to me if I'm waiting for a delivery because they seem to be getting more stupid by the day. One of them rang me. Now, Amazon do have my phone number, but you know, you're not supposed to use it. And said, I need help with the delivery. I said, where are you? Thinking he was lost. I'm on the front path. I said, well, you see the instructions that say leave it in the porch? I said, on the package? He said, yeah. I said, well, leave it in the porch. And then he got to the front door and he said, there's a note on the door that says leave it in the porch. I said, I know. That's because I'd like you to leave it in the porch. So honestly, they are getting more stupid by the minute. But I have seen people with flyers and freebies and charity collectors. They come up, they look at the sign that says basically go away. And it looks like they're about to knock and then they see the CCTV light and they go away. So I can highly recommend that. Even if it's broken, even if it's not plugged in, just make sure there's a blue light on the front. They'll go away. Works wonders. Oh, you can have a hard shoulder. I must admit, although I've seen highways, I've never really noticed that. Your highways always look so wide and clean, whereas ours have got that much, well, that many signposts, and we have like huge like bridges that go across the thing with signs on that are lit up. And it's just too much noise. It's too much noise when you're driving. You've got too much to think about, especially when it's dark and they've got the lights off for maintenance or they're trying to save money and stuff. That's how an accident happened years ago. There were no lights on this section of motorway. In fact, there was no lights on the M6 between Hilton Park Services and the M1. That's 30 miles in pitch black. There is literally nothing. Nothing at all. There's a hard shoulder and that's it for 30 miles. That was the bit of my journey to London that worried me, because there was literally nothing for miles and miles. But there's just too much stuff. So on the M40, when they were building it, it was only half finished, but it was finished enough in terms of, you know, all the road was there. They were just putting more and more and more signs on it as they went. And because it had been built at this point, the finished signage wasn't there. And it was, I think it was a coach, but like a small coach, not a huge 60-seater thing, like a mid-sized coach. And it was coming back from London to Oxford on the M40. And in front of it, they could see that there was a sign, and it was like lit up in yellow, and it was pointing to the left. Now, usually when you see that, it's like something doing gritting or painting or some kind of maintenance, and they want you to pass on the left-hand side of it. What they were actually doing was sitting having a break with the sign still lit up. So when this coach came along and saw the light lit up and everything else pitch black, they decided to try and get to the left of where this arrow was pointing. And the only thing that was the hard shoulder and a sheer drop. And I think everybody on board died, whole lot died. So signage is so important, but you can go overboard, can't you? Where I'm driving on the M60 and I'm like, what now? I mean, sometimes the M60 is so badly signposted. There's times I've missed my own junction. And it's because our junction is the Carrington Junction, which is that close to the Stretford Junction that you have to come off at the Stretford Junction and then take a sharp right to get on the Carrington Junction. Mike's missed it as well. And we know where we're going. So I can only imagine how bad it must be for people who are trying to actually follow the signs. It's like the signs for the airport. There are signs for the airport on the M60. And indeed, if you come off the M60 at the right junction, you get on the 56 and you are taken to the airport. The only problem is the M60 is the circular ring road. So if you can imagine being like 12 o'clock to 6 o'clock on this thing, where 6 o'clock's the airport, they could really send you either way, because it's as broad as it's long, because it's circular. And sometimes they send you one way and sometimes they send you another. So I am not surprised that people get confused and there are accidents, but some of them are a complete nutter death trap. Well, Kim's never had a dash cam. I have. It's not in there at the moment, though. You know, not been out there for a while. Oh, similar story from Tracy when she was a child. Narrow country road, big lorry. Badly secured manhole covers. 8 of them slipped off the lorry and bounced on the road right over the car. Oh, ouch. It's the scariest thing, isn't it? It is the scariest thing. That's it, Anthony. You're spot on. Crash for cash. I knew it was called something. I try and avoid all that. I didn't like it at work. If one came my way, it was like, what are you supposed to do? If you can think, hang on a minute, those same three people have claimed against this and this and this and this. You know, you have a duty, and did you tell? No. I'm like, just give me the medical stuff. Luckily for me, nobody wanted the medical stuff. The guys couldn't handle it at all. Really could not handle it. You'd think that the guys would be better with the male clients. No. And nobody wanted to do the interviews. And I couldn't understand that. Oh, well, the clients get upset. Yeah. Of course they get upset. It's medical malpractice. So yes, they're going to get upset. So I did one interview and the thing came back. Oh, she was amazing. Oh, thank you so much. You know, and that was it. I got lumbered. It was wall to wall interviews. I was known as the lady with the Kleenex, but I didn't mind that. I really didn't mind that. That to me was part of the job. It's not all ponting about pretending to be Rumpel, you know. If you can do any good at all, and even just like somebody being able to talk about what happened to them, with somebody who's not like, yeah, 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 get on with it, means the world to them. So to me, I wasn't worried about that. But the problem, as far as I was concerned, was that, yeah, I got loads of practice at that. But when it came time to go to court, it was like, oh, yeah, but you've got no experience. No, I wouldn't have, would I? Because I've been doing all the interviewing. So if we could just swap over every 6 months, that would be cool. But no, people didn't want to. Oh, Tony got a call from the government agency today to make sure you were self-isolating. Was reassured until they said I could go out once to my local supermarket when I said I'm on my own. What do I do for food? Why are they ringing you? That's bizarre. You fill the freezer before you left. Ah, travel isolation, right, I'm with you. Don't talk about supermarkets in the UK at the moment. It's kicked off. It has kicked off big style. What was I looking for? I made the mistake. Oh, I know. It was flaming Twitter, Notion again. Today it's quite slow. I mean, not like absurdly slow, but slow. So I thought I'll have a look at the Twitter Notion status account. Made the mistake of getting on Twitter. Went straight there because I didn't want distracting. But there's the trending topics. And I thought, why is Morrison's trending? Morrison, the word Morrison is trending for two reasons. Morrison's, as in the supermarket, is trending for one. The first one, Morrison, is something to do with Australia. So I'm going to leave Paul to explain all of that. I've no idea what's gone on, but it's something about ladies putting themselves at risk, you know, by breathing. But the other one, Morrison's, the supermarket, is they asked a gentleman who is exempt from wearing a mask to wear a label to say, I'm exempt from wearing a mask. He said no. They then called the police. And after that, I don't know what happened. They recorded him. They put this video out there. The response was pretty swift. And people were putting up Jewish Stars of David, like the Nazis pinned on people, and were saying that people should leave these people who can't wear masks alone, and that it was picking on them, etc., etc. And I thought, oh dear, walk away. Because the supermarkets can't do right for doing wrong. When they were letting people in with no masks, that was wrong. And they're not really police, are they? And they don't want any grief. So I can see from their perspective that they're thinking to them little selves, well, if somebody comes in and we say, can you wear a mask, please? And they don't want to, but they're not exempt. Then somebody who, so let's say they decide, okay, I'm going to wear one because I need to come in and buy some tissues. Then they see somebody without a mask, without a sticker, to say to them, well, I'm exempt. And then it kicks off. So I can see what Morrison's were doing. It didn't end well. It didn't end well. Neither did me looking on Twitter, because by then I was distracted. I thought, what did I go on Twitter for? And I thought, oh, Notion. Notion's quite slow today. So I went back and there was nothing doing. Nobody was saying Notion was slow, so I thought it must be me. But honestly, talk about kick it off. I think if I was exempt, and I must admit, how bad would your breathing have to be for you to be exempt from wearing a mask? I would think you would want to wear a mask. Ah, here he is. Just the man we need.
Why?
Chat, not working.
Oh.
No matter what I do in there, no matter what chickens I sacrifice, not working.
Oh.
So we're on the naked chat.
Right.
You might have to work round the dog. She's comfy there. She's got her head wrapped round Mike's chair. Oh, she's also taken, hasn't she, to waltzing round your chair.
Oh.
Oh, why don't you give me that? I've got lots of things we could put in there.
Oh, okay.
We could consolidate. Mike's got a pot there that needs to have some of these things put in it. Anyway, how was your webinar?
Fine.
Excellent. Right, there you go. If you could just make the chat work, that would be amazing. We've had to give public service information broadcast saying where we are. It's all in Slack, etc. Hang on. Tony, right. Ooh, a heart op 3 years ago. Oh, didn't Watsit have a heart attack not long after we started after hours? And we felt it could be something to do with us. What's his name? Lad from Blackpool.
Oh, Carl.
Carl, yeah. I think it was coming up to his birthday and we were going to wish him a happy birthday and he wasn't there. And he mailed us and said, sorry, I missed the show. I really wanted to watch it, but I had a heart attack. I'm like, what? Hopefully the two weren't related. You can't go until your 10 days are up. It is a logistical nightmare, isn't it? And I think they are doing remarkably well with it. I think the next big challenge is going to be, while they're rolling out the first vaccine for people, how's it go with the second? And Boris is quite confident. But there again, Boris usually is. Paul said he would prefer it if Morrison wasn't trending down here. I have no idea of the full story, Paul. So I wouldn't comment on it. I've got like, you know, like some people go off with half a story. I've got ladies replying to either to him or whatever, but something about what he said. And, you know, even though I've seen the quote, I'm like, I don't know the context of this. But people are not pleased. There's more people complaining about that than the Morrison stickers. But like I was saying, if you are, I mean, this gentleman was disabled, so I presume he was in some kind of chair, probably like an electric wheeler or something. And he didn't want to wear this sticker that said he was exempt. And I'm thinking, by definition, if you're exempt, there's a medical reason for it. Why are you in a supermarket? Because I wouldn't fancy being in a supermarket. And technically speaking, I don't have any overriding medical condition. And if I was, I'd have 17 masks on. Like Mike. I mean, Mike only went out to Old Trafford. He was not inside. So this was done outside. There were only three other people there and they were all masked up. Everybody had had a temperature check. Their staff had had COVID tests. It was about as safe as it could be. And I still said to Mike, I've sewn three masks together here and they go inside that black one. He had four masks on. And that was just to go outside. I mean, to go into a supermarket, I will have a little astronaut outfit available for him. And he can wear that. Do you remember at the beginning when people were going out in like stormtrooper outfits? Mm. Very handy. We've still got yours. Mm. Mm, that would work well. Oh. Delivery slots in London in high demand, weeks and weeks in advance. We don't do badly here now. But at the beginning, that's exactly the problem we had, Tony. If you need anything and you have Prime, I know it's Morrison's. Let's just ignore the Morrison's right, debacle of today. Oh, excellent. Well, it wasn't there before and I tried five times.
No.
Right, it's there on the homepage now. But we can stay where we are at the moment. It's not going anywhere from here. Right. Yes, if we ignore the fact that Morrison's is in deep doo-doo today, they do offer Prime slots and the Prime slots are available on the hour, every hour, but midnight particularly. So what I was doing at the beginning of this, we were struggling to get any kind of delivery. And I said to Mike, you do know Morrison's deliver, don't you? So I went onto it and you put stuff in your basket. And then when you come to check out, it says there's no slots available. But you leave the stuff in your basket. And then what, this was the trick. Do you guys remember this? Because I was sharing this with everyone in the UK and it worked. It was a trick that worked. At 1 minute to midnight, you try and check out and it'll say there's no slots available. But at the point that it's checking the slots, it also checks the basket. And what it does, it goes through the basket. And if there's anything that the price has changed or is no longer available, it will stop and you have to say, okay, okay, okay. Now, you need to do that before midnight because at midnight, you won't get a chance to do that before the slots have gone. So then you do a countdown to midnight. And when it gets bang on midnight, you click checkout. And it bypasses the check the basket because you've just done that. And then it will offer you some slots. Just grab one. You can't hang about. There's three it will pick for you. And then it says other slots. But by the time you've clicked other slots, they've gone. So I was picking, you know, I would just go through and say like 8 a.m. Yep, we'll have that. And then Mike says, are you going to be up at 8 a.m.? I said, no, but you will. We had deliveries at all times. 8 a.m. was the earliest. I think 11 p.m. was the latest. But they did manage to get stuff to us. So I do have a soft spot for Morrisons. They saw us through the first 3 months of the pandemic. So if you've got Prime, think about it. For Morrison, think Boris, but dumber and similar. Oh, dear. Oh, and slimmer. Is that slimmer? Slimmer? Oh, dear. Apparently, I don't know how true this is. You tell me, Paul. But one of these said, when he's talking about matters like this, he lowers his voice like it's a dirty topic he doesn't want to discuss. And I thought, oh, dear, this is going from bad to worse. I'll have to read up on it now. Is it worth my while, Paul? We're like that now, Kim. We've got no problems with grocery slots. I think they basically got their act together because the government would be going mad with them. So we do okay. Mike tends to book them 2-3 weeks in hand. We've moved Tesco's to a Friday and Asda to Saturday. And we cancel the Asda one with like 24 hours notice, free it up for somebody else if we've not got something missing that's absolutely hideous. Like we can't do without. So water in my case. Oh, dear, dear me. Tony says, Mike to the rescue if he's got his red pants on. Yes, he's rescued me. I've known what was wrong with it.
I don't know.
It was spot on right, wasn't it?
I rolled it back.
Well, I just set it to the one that we set it to and it was fine. Anyway, you tell them all about your webinar because I desperately need the toilet.
Oh, okay then.
Because I couldn't get to the toilet because Madam was upside down in front of the door.
My webinar was all about pivot tables and I got lots and lots and lots of questions.
Ooh, that's good.
They were all asking about data models and Power Query. And two of them I had to disappoint because they had Excel for Mac. And Excel for Mac doesn't do half the stuff that Excel for Windows does when it comes to Power Query and Power Pivot, as many of you guys know. So I said, I'm using a Mac, as you can see. In the top left-hand corner, there's the Apple logo. But I'm using Parallels. So I don't know whether they're going to go away and get Parallels and install Windows on it. I guess it depends how serious they are about using Power Query and Power Pivot. Having said that, at our place, if you want to use Power Query and Power Pivot, then you can't use Parallels because they said we're not allowed to use Parallels. It's basically no use, no can do when it comes to virtual machines. I think it's not supported. I think it's to do with licensing issues. So as I put on a slide, if you rely on a Mac for doing your job, then, or if you rely on Power Query, Power Pivot, Project Visio for doing your job, then don't get a Mac, is basically what I said. I'm just saying that two of the people had a Mac and they said, oh, we haven't got Power Query and Power Pivot. And I said, no, they don't. They're not supported on the Mac. I said, I'm using a Mac. You can see the icon, the Apple logo. But if you want to use Power Query and Power Pivot on a Mac, then you're going to have to use Parallels.
I got something today.
I got something today as well.
Is that what you're going to... Is it a bundle of stuff?
It's a bundle, yeah. Parallels bundle.
The Parallels bundle.
Yeah.
Which does look pretty nice in terms of what's in it.
Well, I did spot that it's got Fantastical.
Yeah, that interested me.
That's the first thing I saw. But it's only for a year.
It's a very, very good deal. But the thing that makes me laugh with it, let's get the link so you can see what's in it. Have I spelled Parallels right?
Anthony, you're right. You'd have thought they both have the same feature set by now. And in fact, the guy who manages the Macs at work sent me a snotogram the other day.
Yeah.
And said, on your page for Power Query on the training website, it says not supported on the Mac. And I've just Googled it and it is supported on the Mac. So I went back and I said, well, it's kind of supported on the Mac. You can't create queries, but you can read queries that have been created on Excel for Windows.
You know, I do love people who are like that. Right. That link, I'm not sure if that's dedicated to me or not. It hasn't got my name in it. And I don't think there's any referral thing. That's just come from the email. But they're advertising this bundle and it is pretty decent. So it's £35.99. That's pounds. There's Fantastical Premium in it, One Password for Families, Mind Manager for Mac, Octopus.do Pro. I have no idea what that is.
That is something to do with web. I only know that because I read it.
Acronis True Image, which is, you know, to make images. That's a reliable backup solution, includes a terabyte of Acronis cloud storage. There's Pocket Premium for a year, Intego Mac Internet Security, and Gravit Designer Pro. So I'm looking at that and thinking, that's a decent deal. The one thing I thought was ridiculously missing from it, you look at it, what's missing? Parallels. it doesn't include Parallels. But for £35.99, that is a good deal. They're advertising it by saying you save £587. And I thought, that's cool. But when you look at it, every one of them is like a year of it. So if you want, if you got used to it, it was like, this is really cool. I'm using this a lot.
Have you had treats tonight?
No, she hasn't. No, I was going to give her some treats, but then she fell asleep. No. But Kim's in now, so she can authorise a dentist stick.
Right. Where's a dentist stick?
Right. Well, she doesn't start with a dentist stick, does she? She starts with something from you. Have we got no Ranchos or something?
There's Ranchos downstairs.
Daddy isn't bringing your treats up. So I'm thinking, if you really, really enjoyed some of these things, you wanted to carry on, then it's going to cost you £587 next year, which makes no sense to me. I do think, you know, for a year of Fantastical, I don't know about the One Password for Families, whether you can apply that to your account if you've got an account. And I personally would enjoy the Gravit Designer thing. But even though it's so cheap, I'm just not at all sure.
It said for new Fantastical users only. So,
I've never had a sub.
No. So I'm guessing it applies the same to One Password.
Oh, in that case, it's not worth it. But then it should really tell you that.
I added two new people to my spreadsheet in my demo.
Did you?
Yeah.
Is there a reason you're not talking to the microphone?
Yeah, I added two new people. That reminds me of yesterday.
What?
I'll tell you in a minute. You were sat here. I added two new people to my spreadsheet in my demo. One was Elaine and the other was Lola.
Oh, we're in Daddy's data.
Mm. Yesterday when I started training and after about a minute, I said, and the last minute I've been talking to myself because I've been on mute.
Oh, God, that was so funny. He did the best intro ever and there was only me listening. Oh, and Lola, although she was probably asleep. I've just read that bit there from Anthony. He said he had to walk across the hospital car park and the mask actually helped because it warmed up the air before it reached his lungs.
Mm.
This was because we were discussing that this guy who refused to wear the label, which I can understand. But, you know, if all you've got to do, you know, like in the war, when you had to live in the dark and live in the cellar and stuff, that was hard. Putting a sticker on to say I'm exempt from wearing a mask is not difficult. And if it makes somebody else feel better that you're not wearing a mask, then I'd do it. But maybe I'm just too compliant. Because I would think, well, I'd wear a mask, to be honest. Even if I couldn't breathe, I'd wear a mask. There's only these two little bits left, Daddy. You might as well give them to me,
okay,
said Lola. And she did. I did find something. I don't know if anybody's tried it. There is a brand name. But basically, it's like a dome of plastic with four quadrants cut out of it. So it's like a cross of plastic. If you can imagine half a tennis ball with cut out bits, so it looks like a cross. You put it underneath your mask and it holds the mask away from your face and it stops it steaming up your glasses. I thought, genius. I thought, I'll buy those. Buy anything like that. The other thing that came up, and you know, in Amazon, you've looked at this. You might be interested in this. And it was what could only be described as an Armageddon mask. You know, one of those, like, ultra, when you're spraying a car type. thought, I don't know what I've looked at that makes them think I want one of these. But it wouldn't be a bad idea for shopping. Not that I intend to go anywhere anytime soon. Right, let me catch up. What's been going on? Best to stay away from the Morrison's Morrison rabbit hole. Right, I'll stay away then. There you go. There's a new topic almost every day. Do you know these politicians? I long for the days when politicians had some kind of gravitas with them. And now you literally think that they are idiots, and how in heaven's name did they get to where they are? And then there was a thing that came out of the States, which was, I can't remember his name. He was a sportsman of some description. Huge guy, built like a tank. Was it The Rock? And he's supposed to be thinking of standing for president. And I thought, this isn't some twisted virtual reality thing, you know. I mean, I know Donald Trump did it, and he was a reality star. But really, who would want to be president? I think that's a thankless job. And it's as though it's like, oh, well, yeah, Donald Trump did it. So, you know, obviously my next career move is to move from reality star to be the president. Why? Anyone who wants it, I think, should be certified insane. And then we should pick somebody who doesn't want it, who'd be brilliant at it, and then support them all the way. That would work. Not that anybody supports everybody all the way. Have I caught up now? I don't think I have. Tesco's have been excellent. They have for us, Anthony. They have. I know right back at the beginning, you said you got a priority slot and you were sorted forever, basically. Those who live in the rural areas don't know how to get in line to register the vaccine. How did he think their kids were going to get to school all year long? It's bizarre what's going on where you are, Kim. It really is bizarre. I'd have thought it would be so organised. And yet I know it absolutely isn't. Does the parallel thing count for existing users? I don't think so, Paul. I'd read the small print very carefully. I mean, that's just the checkout page because that's the only link I've got. I don't even really know with Fantastical. It says new customers, but, you know, I've bought it before, but I don't have a subscription. So I don't know if that counts or not. Might be worth looking at the one password thing, just really to test it out. What's the other one? Is it Dashlane? LastPass. LastPass next week are making the free version virtually useless. So it might be a good time to have a look at all your passwords, irrespective of where you've got them. Always is. Right. If you have an app that only gives you two seats, how do you take one off a computer to put it on another one? What's the app, Kim? Is it Office or something like that? Depends on the app. Kim's got asthma and usually wears something. Does the cold air make it worse, Kim? Hello, Pete, with one bar of mobile signal. Pete, need to move. Are you on the top floor? Are you on the roof, holding it out of a Velux window? The mask makes Deb's glasses ride up. With progressive lenses makes you dizzy. Mike struggled with progressive lenses for a while, didn't you? That they are a bit weird. We're talking to a guy who'd had them and said it took him like a month. Really, really weird. Hello, Renee. A folded tissue will do the same underneath. Ooh. Stopping the glasses being fogged up. Not tried that one. Are you playing the drums? Just kicking the floor, Mummy, because I can. I wish they'd make a mask that, you know, was made for glasses. Garden. Well, she's not played, has she?
No.
Take me out and play with me, Daddy.
Come on.
Oh, look at that. Off she toddles. Boxes everywhere. 90% of the stuff is off the truck. Tomorrow is going to be busy. Oh, is this when all the stuff out of the boxes needs to go to where it's going to live? On the one hand, that's very exciting. On the other, you'll be exhausted. We didn't do that when we moved in here. We were in the fortunate position. There was only Mum and Dad and me. And there was, they'd pick their bedroom. Mum always had the back bedroom because she couldn't be doing with noise. So I had the choice of the front ones, and I wanted this little one because I like the wallpaper. I know, I was young, what can I say? Which meant that the boxes got put in the front bedroom. And a lot of stuff, as it was taken out of the boxes, and it was like, well, where am I going to put this? Particularly clothes, towels, blankets, they got put on the bed in this second large bedroom. And I always remember, that's the one that I use as my office now. And it didn't have any carpet. Oh, it was so hollow. And Mum said, well, to get the carpet in, we're going to have to move the bed. And to move the bed, we're going to have to deal with all the stuff that's been there for like 5 months. And I'm like, I'll leave you with that, Mum. All got done in the end. So there's like the end of the tunnel, Pete. It'll be fabulous when it's done. Helps with breathing when out in the cold. Oh, I did not know that. Although having said that, a few years ago, we went to the Munich thing. And it was a really, really cold day. And I remember saying to Mike, I can barely get my breath. It's that cold. So I guess it's similar to that, isn't it? And I don't have asthma. So I can only imagine how bad it would be if you did. Pete's exhausted now. Oh, you'll get your second wind, Pete, and then you'll be even more exhausted. It'll be fine. Priority number one, did you manage to get all the children installed? Because like I said, that's all that really matters. Anything else is just... You'll be fine, as long as you manage to bring all the children. Oh, now he's, and you see, Pete said he was never moving again, so would now be a good time to get a dog, Pete? It's like a settling in gift, like they do at the White House when the dog turns up. That's when the family's really moved in. Deb had progressive lenses for years, but then had to put a mask on. The ground moves. You have to hang on to hubby and fall would be bad for you. That's shocking. It put me right off those. I thought that sounded like a great idea. Dad got them first and he wasn't too bad. But then when Mike got his, we'd been speaking to a friend of ours, James. Actually, he'd been on the podcast once. He used to make a product called WoodPad for iPad 1, where he was a craftsman and he handmade these things. And they were to stand your iPad up in. And he said he'd got them and just couldn't be dealing with it. Took him a month before he felt like anything like normal. And I said to Mike, you know, do be careful if you're driving in them. Anyway, he went for them, but he said the same. It took quite a while as to like how to use them. And that does put me off, I must admit. So baby Tracy says nurses and doctors use mask mangling technique to stop the glasses fogging. You wish he'd teach you. He's not a glasses wearer. Rachel went and got contact lenses. It was that bad for her. She's a glasses wearer and they've got them. She's on, to remind me again, the invasive x-ray thing. The one where they shove a pipe down your throat and up the other end, that one. Pete will know. Pete will remind me again. Did you know it nearly came to me then? Esophagus, I'm thinking. That's where the pipe heads. Well, it does on the way down. Not on the way back, apparently. That their PPE is like space wear. Endoscopy, that's the one, endoscopy. I mean, she had one thing before the COVID thing, but not long. Not long before. She'd literally only just started there because before that she was a specialist nurse in complex spinal. And she moved to hospitals, so it's a totally different department, moving from complex spine to endoscopy. And she was in there and they were doing this endoscopy. And the guy was old and he was ill, but not on death's door, or they wouldn't have been doing that kind of procedure, surely. Reassure me of that, Pete. Anyway, they took him in there. And she's there in her scrubs and stuff. I think her scrubs are blue. And they started the procedure. And he just, well, I won't say just died. He didn't, well, he did die, but he didn't just die. There was blood all over the place, all over Rachel from head to toe. I remember thinking, oh my God, How do you cope with that? She was shocked. It's the first time anything like that had ever happened. She'd only been on the ward about 6 weeks, something like that. And she said, I was talking to him and he was fine and he just went. So she is covered from head to toe, ends up in the shower. And it was literally about 3 weeks before lockdown. And I thought, can you imagine if that happened and then they happened to have COVID? So at that point, they then start saying they need to wear more PPE. Well, you should have seen Rachel, because she's, like I said, she's about 5 foot nothing. She's probably about 4 foot, 10 or 11 at most. And she couldn't move in all this stuff. And to have glasses on as well, there was one photo and she couldn't see. The glasses were just fogged up. So she decided in the end, with all the PPE she was supposed to wear, there's no way she could do it. So she went and got contact lenses. Now, Mike had contact lenses and they said to him, this is many years ago, that you can carry on wearing the contact lenses if you like, but contact lens use over a long period of time will actually affect your eyeball and blood vessels will burst and they'll never fix. And I'm looking at this woman and she said, so shall I get you the prescription for more contact lenses? And I looked at Mike. We'd only been going out about 6 months, hadn't we? Do you remember with the contact lenses when she said your eyeballs will explode?
Yeah.
And she said, so shall I get you this prescription? And I looked at him and I said, you're not that vain, surely. And he decided after that he'd have glasses. I think you suit glasses. You've got that professorial look on your face. you suit them. You
What's
do.
A professorial look?
Intelligent. There you go, you see. You look intelligent when you wear your glasses on.
So now I'm not intelligent.
Yes, but that's not the point. You look like your father, so put them back on. You look better with them.
I hope I don't look like my father.
How do we cope usually with a mop? Well, yeah, someone must have done that bit, Pete. I think she was more shocked than anything. I think she thought that people would come in, and she's very, very good keeping people calm who are having procedures that, you know, not pleasant. She's very, very good at that. But, you know, one minute she's talking to this guy and the next minute he just, it was like something out of Alien, apparently. Tony says, quit while you're ahead, Mike. Yeah, don't push it. Don't push it, Mike. Kim never had problems with glasses fogging up doing surgery. I was just show you they weren't an N95. Yeah, you just don't think of that, do you? You've really, you know, I know at the beginning there was this, these are N95 masks, and you can get some that say they are charcoal activated or something, which makes them sound like a kitchen thing. You know, the cooker hoods that you have. Make them sound like that. They probably are, to be honest, aren't they? Probably all the same thing. So what else has been going on? What have I been up to? Oh, mischief. I've actually written a mail. I know you're shocked, aren't you? I was too. I don't think Mike sent it yet.
No, I was about to.
Oh, you actually knew it was there then?
I've just seen it.
Ah, but you would have probably said to me, when's that going?
No.
That would tell me.
No.
Wouldn't you?
No.
Why?
Because it's in the...
Ready to send.
Ready to send.
Ah, but if it was ready to send, but I didn't want it sent till a certain time, then what would you do with it then?
Then you'd have added a comment.
Would I? Okay, right. I remember that. Wouldn't normally.
No.
No, we'd say, when do you want that to go?
Right. When do you want that to go?
The one that's in there, that can go as soon as, because that's going to my VIP list. Because I can tell from the stats that the people on the VIP list have not necessarily watched the Affinity designer
stuff. Of course, it depends if Notion's working.
Notion's a little bit on. Be gentle with Notion. It's a little fragile today, is Notion. I'm reckoning they're working on the API, and that's what's upsetting it. But I have seen other people are moving to other things. And I said to Mike, Mike's always had this thing that wherever we are with MacBytes, it's like we're in, we started off in Google Notebook. Oh, it's fine, we'll move. And then we went to Etherpad and Google Docs and Asana and Trello and ZenKit. We've been everywhere with it. So it wouldn't surprise him if I suddenly said, oh, I know, you know, why don't we move to whatever? And I surprised him by saying, I wouldn't fancy moving out of Notion. What are you doing now? Do you think I can't see you? Up to mischief under the table. That's the dog, not Mike. Although it could have been Mike, couldn't it? Did Notion get a new icon? Seems slightly different. Yes, it's kind of raised. It's got some kind of depth to it. Happened about 2-3 weeks ago, that. Now, just a question. Do you know if it's possible to gradually make a picture transparent in PowerPoint? Yes, it is. Do you mean on a transition or animation? Are you going from slide one to slide two? Or are you wanting something to appear on a particular slide? Let me know which way. Signed up to the newsletter a few days ago. Is it weekly or monthly? Is this mine? Is this the VIP one or MacBytes? Just in the slide. Yeah, that's not difficult at all. Right. I have PowerPoint because I'm working on this week. So let's say you have a slide and you have something on it and you want something to appear. So, is it a picture? I can see what you're doing. Let me get a picture. Are you a picture? You are. That'll do. Okay. You have the picture on the slide. And then in the transitions... No, it's not transition, is it? It's an animation. In the animations, there are red, amber... and green. The green transitions are the ones on the way in. So really what I presume you want is a fade in. And we have a subtle effect, which is fade in. So you need to put a fade in on it. So with the picture selected and the animations tab active, if you go to the green ones and click the drop down, they're grouped. So you've got basic, subtle, moderate, exciting. There really is a bounce and a boomerang. But under the subtle ones, there is a fade transition. Now, once it's on, if you want to configure how it works, you need to bring from the ribbon on the right-hand side of it, there's an animation pane. Once you've got... Hang on. No, it's not in the transition. You just want it transparent in the sheet itself. Good night, Pete. Yeah, this isn't a transition, this is an animation. A transition happens between slides. An animation happens on one slide. So if you have a picture on a slide and you want it to not be there at the beginning, just fade in when you do something. So you can have it fade in automatically. Are you trying to make it appear or disappear? Let me read back. Gradually make it transparent. Okay, right. In that case, it's the other way around. You would go... Can we fade it out that way? Yeah, let me get rid of the first one. So we start off on the slide with an image. And then you want that to disappear, to go to 100% transparent. Is that what we're after? Yeah, that works. What you need to do, there are three states with this. There's on entry, which is green. Then there's the middle one, which is amber. And then you've got an on exit. So the on exit would be fade. Now, you're not exiting the slide. You're not trying to animate. If you mean by animate, move, neither am I. The word animate includes changing the transparency. So you might not think you're animating it, and you're not in terms of moving it. Yep, just a still with transparency is exactly how it would work. So put the image on your slide, switch to the animation tab, find the red animations, click the drop down, and click fade. And then when you run the presentation, it will fade out. When you click the mouse, it will fade out. And you will, or fade into the background, however you would like to word it. it will take the transparency from 100% visible to zero. Now, you need the animation panel because you can change the effects and the timings. So at the moment, when you put it on, it's really fast. So it only takes half a second to disappear. But if you would like that to take longer, so maybe like fade it out over 2 seconds, you would really see the difference from the default to over 2 seconds. 2 seconds is quite nice. If you still got problems on Friday with it, I'll show it you on Friday. But if you want the image there but to fade up from nothing, that's an in animation. What you need, because you want it there and then going to zero, is an out animation. But animation doesn't necessarily mean move. It you're changing. It's basically two keyframes. You have the starting point and the ending point, and the animation is what happens between them. But it could be move, it could be spin, it could be bounce, or it could just be fade. So hopefully that will sort that out for you. Oh, there's a question for you, Mike. Excel spreadsheets.
Mm-hmm. If I inserted a PDF into an Excel spreadsheet, is it just a link into the spreadsheet, or can I send it to someone else and it work? Depends if you embed it or link it, basically.
Is there an option to do that?
Let's have a look. Presumably yeah. Talking on Mac. Was it Kim?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was Kim. Insert. Presume it's object. Where's it gone? There it is.
It'd be different on the Mac.
Insert object. Object type. Oh, from file. Let's go and find a PDF. Must have some PDFs somewhere.
Do you know, whenever I look for an image or a PDF, I haven't got one.
Cannot insert object. Oh, dear.
Told you. Right, animation pane.
I'll look into it for you, Kim.
What's happening, Kim? What's happening to you? Okay.
Right, well, let me make a PDF from this text file.
Oh, I'm working wonders here. I've got something for Renee you can play with. So let me go find it. Right, Dropbox.
File.
PowerPoint.
Can I print from Sublime Text?
No.
Oh. Right. So I can't make a PDF from it then.
Nice try, Mike. No. Okay, I have... What on earth is that? What is a CPGZ file? Yeah, not what I'm looking for. That's what it is. That's bizarre. Okay, let's just compress it. Let's have print. Something that we could all use.
Save as PDF.
Well, I guess it might work with that. Let's have a look. It's probably safest in a zip file. So what I've done, I've put a zip file together called Fade Out. And it's got a stock image in it, and it's over like a standard white background. But when you run it and you click the mouse, that image fades out and leaves you with the background. In fact, I've just had a think. It would probably be better if I put in there slide background, wouldn't it?
I'm getting cannot insert object.
Have you broken your toy? No, is that what Kim's getting?
It's Excel for Mac. What do you expect?
Oh, he doesn't like it, does he? He doesn't like it. Okay, that should work fine. So I'll test it once more, then I'll zip it, and then I'll share it with you. Right, that's working
fine. Cannot embed object in Excel 2016 for Mac.
He's going to say, wait for it. Doesn't support that.
I need to embed a zip file into Excel, but every time I do so, I get the following error. Any help would be appreciated. That is to be expected.
Despite
the fact it gives a different impression, object linking and embedding in Mac does not support embedding of any file types other than those listed in the Insert Object dialog, basically Word documents. That's in addition to media files, but they're handled differently using corresponding insert menu listings for pictures, including PDF. Oh, You do it that way then.
PowerPoint file.
I was able to embed zip and raw files in Excel 2013 on Windows, so I was expecting the same result for a Mac.
Never expect.
Right, let's try it a different way then. Insert picture from file.
There you go, Renee. Give that one a try.
That's not quite what we want.
What isn't?
Well, if you do insert picture from file, it does offer you PDF file type, which is what I just read on that web page. But what it actually does is it takes the picture, it takes the contents of the PDF and turns it into a picture which floats on top of the spreadsheet cells in a separate layer, like a normal graphic. So what was Kim's original question about half an hour ago?
I presume it's to make like one package. Can I make a suggestion that might work? On the other hand, it might not. What if you did it the other way around and you put the Excel file in the PDF? Now, I know you can do that with Acrobat, but I don't know if you can do that with any other PDF app.
Mm. What you end up with, Kim, is an image of the PDF, which they can see embedded in the spreadsheet, but it's like when you insert like a JPEG, it floats over the top, so it's like a picture, it's like a screenshot of the PDF. So it's not editable, basically.
That's shocking.
In fact, if you double click on it, you get the format picture option, so it is treating it like an image.
Many moons ago, Adobe added, because not all PDFs are equal. You know, you've got a file and it's got a PDF extension. That does not mean it's the same as another PDF. And there isn't even just like two or three versions of PDF. There's about 20. And they brought out this like extension to a standard PDF, where you could have a PDF file that had information in it, but then attached to it, embedded in it. Now, when I say embedded in it, not displayed on top of the PDF, but actually like in a special little area, the PDF basically had like a sidecar file with it that had these other files in it. And it could be Word, Excel, PowerPoint, images, whatever you needed. But I think that's probably only going to be able to be created with Acrobat and probably only read with Acrobat. But I know that a lot of lawyers and accountants went that way because it simplified the transfer of the actual document, that the supporting documents were inside it. But like I've said, we do have PDF Expert and it's great, you know, and we also have like DevonThink and you can mark up PDFs, but none of them have all of the features, which is most unfortunate. There really, really isn't one. And sometimes you get one and you think, oh, I'll mark up the document in that, like Skim. And Skim is fantastic, but it doesn't use standard markup. So when you open the file in another app, you think, good grief, it's gone. You know, and...
I remember Skim. Is it still going?
It's still going, yeah. It's very popular in academic circles. But like I say, it's not standard markup. You're marking it up thinking I'll be able to open this in PDF Expert.
I remember.
And you can't do it. You know, it's there, but it's as a layer that can't be read by PDF Expert, unfortunately. Very, very annoying. Tracy, what was your problem getting confused with Affinity Publisher tables? I'm assuming it's because the table feature... Invalid file structure. What's it talking about, Renee? I can send just the PowerPoint and we can try that. Let's send just the PowerPoint. There is nothing in there that's invalid. Let's try again. That's just the PowerPoint file. See if that's any better. If not, I'll email it or something. When I was working with tables, it's all over the place. You've got the styles, you've got the stuff at the top, you've got multiple panels to deal with. I was actually thinking a session on how to deal with tables in Affinity would be a good idea because it is all over the place. anyway, we've got to sort Madam out, haven't we?
Yeah, and we've got to send the WhatsApp. It's Wednesday.
Oh yes, it's Wednesday. We've got to send the WhatsApp. Shall we tell them in here
Yeah,
first?
Tell them.
Right, the theme for By Request on Saturday, keep it to yourself, they don't know yet, is fruit.
Like apple.
Like apple or orange or lemon or pear or lime.
Or blackberry.
Blackberry, strawberry, raspberry. So, it's fruit. We'll leave you with that. Thinking of songs that have something to do with fruit. I think I've got a couple of good ones, you know.
I think I have.
Do you know what? You know my first thought? What did you two have to do with fruit? And then I thought, I've got Mike this week. You'll love this one, Kim. Clearly, the fly. Fruit flies. Mike's not impressed. Oh, come on, I can get that in. That isn't even tenuous.
Right, you can get that. We never had a tenuous this week.
We didn't.
I never got to sing my song.
No, love and romance and everything was bang on point.
Tenuous. The link is so tenuous. Orange
is Tony says, WhatsApp, spill the beans. Oh, right. What we do, Tony, on a Saturday night at 8 o'clock, we switch from MacBytes mode into Brooklyn's 196 mode, which is where we have 5 hours of music on Brooklyn's 196, which is our other radio station. And there is a supporting WhatsApp group where all the chat goes on for this radio show on a Saturday night. So if you want to join us on Saturday night, if you're in the chat in...
I'll ping you the link in Slack.
Yeah, that's fine. Put some explanation with it, not just some random link. so he knows what he's joining. But you'd be most welcome to join us. We do have great fun in there. This won't work, but it's not what you meant. Okay, let me know, Renee, exactly what you meant. And I'm sure there's some way to do it. So let me know exactly what you meant. Right, okay then, we're going to head off with another night full of work that we've got to do. If you're on the VIP list, there'll be an incoming mail.
It's about to go now.
Oh, it's about to go, apparently. It's the links, the direct links to what we did on Friday night and an interesting video. A really interesting video. Couldn't stop watching it. One of those things on YouTube, it said, you might like to watch this. And I thought, well, I might. Press play. That was me gone for 10 minutes. It was a brilliant video.
That's interesting. In the last 5 minutes since I last checked the URL, it's had another dislike.
That wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
It's a good video, that. That is nothing to dislike. So you will get that very, very soon. But for the moment, I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.